Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. All right, we're here with Josh Rasmussen, the superintendent for ACGC High School. Josh, the ESA bill passed here a few weeks back. What are your thoughts on that, and how might that affect ACGC?
You know, you're correct, Marcus. We passed the ESA bill at the state level. And, you know, I don't know how big of an effect it'll have here at ACGC, but I do know there's an opportunity where parent choice can come into play. And if they want to take their student to a private school, there is a savings account that'll be set up for them to do that. You know, one thing that I have thought about, though, is just the funding that, you know, follows that student. One thing that if funding does, I think it does need to follow the student, whether they go to that private school. But if they do return to the public school, then I think that funding needs to follow them back to the public school as well if they happen to make a change, you know, in the middle of the year. And just for us, just knowing who is going to be going to that private school. So I think the application deadline that they're talking about now, you know, sometime in April, open enrollment used to be March 1st. But I think an application deadline would be nice to have so schools can plan and prepare, make those programming and staff adjustments. So I think a cutoff date would be nice for that ESA. And then again, just the one other thing I'd like to see with the ESA bill is just to have the same testing requirements for both public and private schools.
All right. And most people are kind of looking at this as a kids going from public school to private school. But kind of as you mentioned there, there's also an opportunity where maybe some of those kids from the private schools will come into the public schools.
Yeah, and you know, we know we have a great school system here at ACGC, and it's a great place to work, great place to learn, great community. So we always invite people to come and take a look at what we have, what we offer, and in our programs. And, you know, and hopefully those students do with open enrollment, they can open enroll into either the Guthrie Center or the Adair-Casey school districts.
All right. And then the state supplemental aid was passed to 3% for this next year. How does that help out, or what does that do for ACGC?
Yeah, so the SSA at 3%, that was the second highest in 14 years. You know, although, you know, inflation is over 7%, I think our conservative, you know, state government and legislature, they also want to slow down that that inflation. So you just can't continue to give money away. But that 3% increase does amount to $222 per student, which comes to $7,635 for us. But the one thing you do have to remember is if you have declining enrollment, you have less money there. So those schools with declining enrollment could still see less money from the state. But the 3%, like I said, it was the second highest in 14 years. We still need more because we are dealing with inflation, and we still have to take care of our teachers and everybody that works for the school system. So, you know, that's kind of just a little bit about what that looks like. We do have a couple students enrollment higher in Guthrie Center, and we're down a few students in AC. So AC won't have quite as much, you know, new money there just because of that declining enrollment in AC.
All right. And there's a couple bills in the legislation, one for the House, one for the Senate, that look at banning in curriculum and just books in general about sexual identity and gender ideology. What are the policies there at AC and Guthrie Center?
You know, our district has policies in place where we're transparent with our curriculum. And, you know, parents can come in and look to see what we're teaching. And it can be made available. The teachers are more than welcome, or more than happy, I should say, to visit with a parent about what they're teaching and when. And if parents don't agree with some of the curriculum, we do have a process in place for teachers to kind of, or for parents to kind of object to that curriculum. So, you know, in the end, we're transparent with what we're teaching, and we have to follow the rules and the laws that our state legislators put into place.
All right, and then kind of switching from academics over to sports, both the basketball teams have advanced in the playoffs. They're getting ready for second round games. The girls tonight, Tuesday night, they'll be going to Trainer, and then the boys will be hosting IKM Manning on Thursday. And then over the next few days, starting tomorrow, you've got a couple of guys heading to the state wrestling tournament as well. How exciting is it there at the school, knowing that you've got all this going on in the postseason?
Yeah, it's just exciting. You know, we've had a great winter here, and even yesterday at the high school, they had a pep rally for all the kids and all the students, you know, and including Large Speech, who is also have some state participants there that are going on Saturday. But just excited for them to end what's been a very successful season here for ACGC. I know the girls are at, a tough Trainer team tonight. So they'll have a challenge ahead of them, but I know that that's something that they always look forward to. And our boys have really played well on the basketball court and get to go up against IKM and just try to get kind of advance, right? So that's all we need to do right now is just trying to advance one game at a time to the next level. Or the next game. And then Tegan Slade Ball and Peyton Jacoby get to go down to the state wrestling tournament. Great honor there as they kind of kick off their wrestling state wrestling tournament on Wednesday morning. So, and then finish up Saturday as well with our state's large group speech kids. And just been a lot of fun to watch them grow and compete on the wrestling mat and on the basketball court.
All right. And is there anything I didn't kind of cover that you want to talk about?
No, Marcus, just appreciate the coverage, and thanks for what you do.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
You bet. Have a good day.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.